This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The studio is set up for agricultural radio. And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Matthew Deagle, my oldest son here. He has his own show over on hour number at 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Rents Network. And quite amazing analysis of symbology, geopolitical, and other issues. You made some very important points over the last few days, Matthew. We have, of course, our first guest here is Emil DeToffel. His background is a dentist and a master in engineering. He heads the most important company in the world for it's called Less EMF, and we have a link directly on our website on our front page. They have the technology to block electropollution, to measure the actual radiation from Fukushima Daiichi, to actually tell you how what kind of level of high energy ultraviolet light's outside. Again, you can actually have access to government sites that will tell you also that the level of high energy ultraviolet light over the last 23 years has dramatically increased from the sun. So now over 73% of the light is in UVB or higher energy, which causes A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D will kill you, called DEAD, D-E-A-D. We also have increasing electropollution, switching mode power supplies, smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, more energy cell phones. These are all in training frequencies and in trained tissues and jammed in normal intracellular communication and DNA activation, which, by the way, is biophotons, which change the conformation of modulating proteins on the DNA histones that actually unveil or block DNA. So, less EMFs is a really important thing. A lot of people are getting electropolluted, are getting sensitized and have symptoms, but the research from the Clean Heart Foundation and elsewhere have shown on scan electron microscopy and other advanced testing that 100% of life forms, including humans, have biological changes if you use specific parameters. Not just 1% or 2%, but 100% have changes, even if they aren't symptomatic. So these things are screwing up our normal cellular communication, and you have to block it, whether it's putting a stetcherizer inside your home, which I have, stetcherizer transformers, which you can put on A and B sides of your input power coming into your home and also through the rooms, switching the power supplies to block these little step-down transformers for your laptop or your clock in your room, timers, garments that actually will block radiation, things that actually block the electromagnetic pulse if we happen to have an EMP weapon from, say, North Korea, or a CME from the sun, or a gamma burst. All these things are real issues that the average person is unaware of because you can't taste electropollution. You can't see, except maybe your skin burning if you go out in the strong sunlight nowadays. And that's why we're also seeing a massive increase in levels of cataracts and skin cancer because of the high energy light. Fukushima Daiichi, this is the fifth anniversary, and I'm putting together another paper, an update paper, and an ebook that's going to compile 5 years of research with myself, our nuclear expert Chris Harris, and many other experts and nuclear scientists that I've managed to compile over the last 5 years. It's very nasty. And unfortunately, most of these things, human sensory mechanisms did not, quote, develop to have the sense to know whether or not you're being bioaccumulating radiotoxins or if your cells are being blocked by electropollution, except some people are cell sensitive. They're now having to, you know, live in a tent outside their home if their smart meter is making them sick, or they have to avoid electropollution areas completely. I mean, it's getting pretty nasty for some people where they really can't function in so-called the modern society. So tell us about some of the equipment you have available right now, Emil, and why this is such a big issue that's gradually expanding as the population gets more electrosensitized, also more exposure to radiotoxins, and now higher energy ultraviolet light from outside.
You've hit the nail right on the head, and I really appreciate that you're helping us get this word out about how the world is becoming more electropolluted and people are becoming more sensitized. If you're listening and you're not yet electrically sensitive, pay attention because it's coming. You're going right to, over the course of the next little while, either yourself become electrically sensitized or you're going to know personally someone who has. The electrical environment that we are living in is becoming more and more polluted with microwaves from our cell phones and laptops and tablets and Bluetooth and smart meters and everything else, and from the electric and magnetic fields coming from all of the appliances that we have plugged in. I was looking online the other day for unnecessary electrical appliances, and I swear to you, I found an electric spoon. There is now a spoon that is powered by electricity that you can use, and the selling tagline on it is, it makes breakfast more interesting. Now, I have to say that because it just drives me crazy how we bring this stuff into our lives, and then we get calls from people all over the world who say, I just figured out that why I'm so sick is because of all the electricity. And I asked them, do you have a cell phone? Do you have Wi-Fi? And they've got all these things. And I know it's tough once you get them. It's tough to give them up.
Well, but the top most dangerous ones I know are, number one, smart meter comes into your home. The second is an inductive heating element. And I know even on some of these television shows, when they want to build, you know, tree houses or, you know, rural houses, they have these inductive element heating where basically doesn't directly heat it like make a hot plate. It actually heats it by inducting electromagnetic fields to the pan, and the pan itself gets hot. You can literally walk into a room with the, you know, a gigahertz solutions from Germany, and it goes blam, and you know, it just, the radiation levels are mind-boggling. And what people need to understand is these radiation levels are coming in with what's called entraining frequencies, which means they pulse at an energy, and the cells start to pulse at the same energy. And when that happens, it actually jams DNA and cellular communication. Now, you got to understand that you have a bioplasmatic body that regulates DNA regulation and enzyme induction. And if you screw that up, you can't epigenetically express your genetics as a living being. Now, people say, well, that's not a good thing. Well, you can actually look at the neuropores of cells and actually see them under stress contract, and they won't allow transition of proteins or ion channels to allow nutrients in or toxins out. People say, whoa, that doesn't sound good. Well, it isn't good, which is why cancer rates are going up, why behavior rates are going up, why the blood-brain barrier breaks down with a cell phone at the side of your head, why people are getting insomnia from smart meters. First symptom I had 4 years ago, now almost four and a half years ago, because it was like the fall of 2011, is they slapped a smart meter on my house without me knowing, and I got horrible insomnia. I mean, I'm hyper as it is, so I take natural things to help sleep, but this was mind-boggling. I wouldn't get to sleep for more than a half hour to 40 minutes at a time. And I went outside and found out, what did they put on my house? So I started researching, contacted you, and said, what is this? Because I think we're already doing some things on electro pollution. He says, you need a gigahertz solution. So I took it and pointed at it, and it was hitting at every 7 seconds at over 2,000 microwatts per square meter. And then I pointed at the homes of nearby neighbors, and we have a 14-acre area with 8 homes. And you can aim it at somebody 300 or 400 yards away, and they were going, bam, and you're starting to see this directional antenna going off scales. Like, whoa. We actually had to build a wall for property on our near our bedroom, which is about probably 75 yards away, and down a hill to block the radiation. Because when I talked to the guy, that was at the time, he's gone, but he moved to Connecticut. But he didn't. He thought it was crazy to say that there's electro pollution. And I said, look, just look at this meter. And I pointed at it, and you could see it go bing, 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 and it was going like off scale, over 2,000 microwatts per square meter. And this is a very highly sensitive meter from Germany. People just don't get it, okay? And the problem, the same thing goes with Fukushima. The government's not reporting Fukushima. It was at the International Atomic Energy Agency, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. We have Chris Harris on and many of his buddies. They're actually contributing research, and we have nuclear scientists and so on in the background. The government's not reporting properly the radiation levels. They don't. When I contacted senators and congressmen in Colorado, in California and Oregon, I had people try to kind of fluff me off and say, no, we know more than you. And I said, I'm going to give you a bunch of questions, and pretending this is your PhD thesis, you're going to either pass or fail. And I said, after I talked to him for a while, I said, you had a failing grade. You don't make the grade. You're not getting, your thesis is not accepted. Okay, so I said, you don't know what you're talking about. We have a serious problem here with radiation, bioaccumulation, electropollution, toxic chemicals, and now, of course, high energy ultraviolet light, and people think they don't need protection. Yeah, really. Well, You wonder why your health is going down the toilet. Not surprising. Things like diabetes, autism, cancer, behavioral disorders, insomnia, many, many problems, all triggered off by electropollution.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back. And the latest, of course, we have Matthew Deagle here, my son. And his website is Matthew Deagle, DEAGLE.com. Matthew, I'd like you to do some symbology analysis and use some of your skill sets with numerology, astrology, which, by the way, is biblical astrology. It goes back to the book Sting of the Scorpion with Jonathan Gray. And what people should understand is the nature of our universe, I'm just going to summarize this again, is there's five dimensions to our lower realm. The highest is what's called the Higgs field, which is curved time-space, and which forms wormholes, etc. Then there's seven dimensions of what we call consciousness, or we call the spirit realm, which is we call negentropic, or order. And our lower realm is entropic, which means it goes to disorder, and it receives order from a higher realm. And then there's finally...
It's pretty simple. Like, I don't know about all that stuff. I mean, I don't want to make it too complicated. Basically, symbols just have a universal meaning because...
Right, well, there's symbology that's going on.
Geometry is universal. Everybody knows that 2 plus 2 equals 4, right? Similarly.
Right, it's the symbology, though,
something
by the way.
Something is what it is. It's just the difference between, you know, forget about any of this complicated physics stuff. It's just the... I mean, because it all gets theoretical, and at that point, you're going to enter into realms of different...
Well, no, actually, I've talked about this in the show before, but anyway, the reason why I'm asking this is I want you to look at the symbology, what's going on, because there's a lot of foolish attacks against Trump.
Yeah, but I want people to know that this is not based on a theory, right? This is not based on a theory. This is based on absolute
mathematics.
The spiritual way of thinking is not about theoretically approaching something. It's about something being what it is, the same way that mathematics works, right? Spiritual science is actually a kind of mathematics. It's once you realize what something is... You can't unrealize it. It's like you can't unknow that 2 plus 2.
Give us a good example of that, because a lot of people are often what I call a cul-de-sac.
Well, obviously, all true spiritual books, like the Bible, any truth in them has to correspond to absolute symbols. Just the symbols come before anything else. There was symbolic language in the universe before there was...
For example, even the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which is in the pre-Hebrew alphabet... were all word pictures and symbology. Every single
one. The original Hebrew alphabet was called the celestial alphabet. It's basically constellations. Every individual letter is actually a representative of a constellation you can see still in our night sky to this day. And that's how the lines were drawn, actually.
That's really interesting. So now what do you see going on in this election? Because the symbology, I see the panic right now. I look at Drudge at just a moment ago, and it says, here's the headlines. Trump hits 53%, Soros freaks, China warns, Japan fears. I mean, what's going on here? Because all we're talking about doing is a better deal where it's a win-win. He's not against trade. He wants smart trade where America doesn't get crunched. He also wants foreign policy that doesn't provoke war.
There's only a couple of real issues going on right now. People talk about so many different issues that aren't significant. As far as the presidency goes, the only significant issues are creating peace on Earth and preventing World War III.
Right, which, by the way, the Trump will do when he talks to Putin is Putin's already announced he's pulling back planes and troops from Syria because he thinks he's already...
I mean, not for me alone. Trump's already got my vote because he's the only one who's talking about repairing relations with Russia.
Right, when you look at Cruz or Rubio or any of these other characters, Kishis...
I don't think Trump is... I agree. Trump is not the most qualified person to be a president because he doesn't have a lot of experience in politics. But he's being advised by people who know better than these jerks like Marco Rubio.
Yeah, but I think of him as a manager. I don't think that he's going to... A lot of people think he's an egomaniac. I don't think so. I think he's competent. Competent enough to know that he has to rely on advisors.
The main point is that he has enough reason to see that it's crazy for us to continually provoke against Russia, and that fundamentally our grievances with Putin, at least the ones that are publicly given, are totally petty. Like, Putin doesn't agree with our acceptance of feminism and homosexuality or whatever. It's all nonsense, you know, like...
Right.
Who cares about what? And first of all, that isn't even Putin himself. That's just the Russian people. Russian people are turning to more conservative values because they're sick and tired of the years they were under Marxism. That's basically
right.
It. And I don't think it necessarily matters at all what the Russian people want. I mean, that's just their culture. Who are we to be going around the world like these Marxist fanatics are, trying to change everybody else's culture?
Right.
Is that really significant in comparison to the possibility of warfare involving directed energy weapons and nuclear weapons. It's just people are totally delusional and detached from reality if they think that stuff matters. It's the same, same thing with the Arab Spring. You know, you have Hillary Clinton going in there and disrupting Libya, and now ISIS is in control, destroying the Middle East.
Right.
All in the name of, what, democracy? It's not creating democracy. It's pushing them even further into totalitarianism.
Well, it created the crisis that dumped all these people out of their home countries. In fact, when Russia started to clean up the mess in northern Syria, a lot of people moved back because they didn't want to be in Europe. They want to be back in Syria or Iraq. They want to be back in their home country, in their towns, even though they're blown to pieces and their infrastructure and power is all screwed up. They still want to rather be back home once Russia cleaned it up enough that the terrorists aren't taking over their towns and cities.
Well, I mean, they're accepting a lot of refugees in countries in the Middle East anyway. It's not. We don't have to have the refugees geographically relocate to Europe.
Exactly.
For instance, Angelina Jolie today was in Lebanon, and they discussed
how... She was in the Bekaa Valley, yeah.
In the Bekaa Valley, they already have over 1 million refugees from Syria. Now, that's a much more realistic place to put them for the simple reason that Syria and Lebanon were one country 100 years ago, right?
Right.
They were the same country. And before that, they were all part of the Ottoman Empire. So, obviously, there's virtually no culture clash there. I mean, Syria and Lebanon... Lebanon taking Syrian refugees is like if Germany took Austrian refugees. It's not at all comparable to Germany taking refugees from the Middle East that are hostile to German culture and see Germans as heathens, just like the Jews did. Obviously, we know where this is going to lead eventually. It's not going to be any happy place for these Muslims.
No, so not only not happy,
Holocaust
too.
Holocaust too. I guarantee you, these people are out of control. They're going to provoke and they're going to attack. They're going to continue their backward ways, and the Europeans eventually will get fed up with it and put them in concentration camps. We've seen it before. That's exactly what happened to the Jews. The Jews were behaving like religious fanatics who treated the Germans as heathens, and eventually they ended up in concentration camps. Now, I don't believe that the Nazis actually had a plan to exterminate the Jews. That's all nonsense and myth. It's all legendary. It's a Marxist religious legend, in my opinion. But nonetheless, obviously, it was pretty bad to suddenly be kicked out of your houses. I mean, everything they've gained by being in Germany, they're going to lose if they stay there. They shouldn't stay there. I'm telling refugees right now.
What do you think will happen?
What you should be doing, first of all, don't flee your own countries. A lot of these are young men. Why are they fleeing their countries instead of fighting? Because, again, they're cowards. They're docile.
Well, yeah, that's right. They're more passive. What do you think will happen?
It shows disloyalty. It shows this pathological behavior.
Right. When we come back, I want to ask you, what do you think will happen with this election if today Trump gets enough votes? According to the polls and the projections, by June at the very latest, he'll have enough to get his nomination, so they won't be able to go to their broker convention. But it looks to me like if he gets, you know, a big lead, he's tied up with Kasich in Ohio, and he looks like he's going to win Florida. This is a big deal, isn't it?
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. One of the concerns that I had, there's a lot of crazy things that are said about Trump. If he was a high-level Mason, which I know there's some evidence maybe his father was in the past, there's a lot of people. If you go back and somebody's parent or grandparent, you're going to find Masons all over the place.
Yeah, I think even Alex Jones said, like, his dad was a Mason or something.
I mean, yeah, I don't see any evidence that he was in the inner clique of the Washington, D.C. In fact, the fact that he's being by so many 57 private jets went to Hilton Head in South Carolina just a week ago to try to dump Trump. The reason why there's so much attack on him is because he's attacking both sides, the Democrat and Republican side of this mess. So the fact that he's getting so much support, in fact, after the attack by this idiot DeMaio.
Yeah, so this is the latest piece of disinformation about Trump. There's no evidence for it as far as I can find. And, right. I mean, not to mention there is evidence of the contrary, at least as far as whatever the real secret society is or Marxist collective or whatever. I mean, first of all, the real secret society nowadays isn't Masons, right? Masons used to be the big secret society back in the
secret society is the CIA and the NSA and DARPA, right?
19th century, right? Yeah, but the secret society now is Marxism, the religion of Marxism. It's not Masonry.
Yeah, but Marxism is deeply embedded inside the CIA, NSA, and these other secret agencies.
The big concern with Masonry to begin with is that Masons, a lot of Masons were friendly to Zionism and Israel, right? But Trump is, if anything, not somebody that pleases the Zionists very much because he wants to be neutral on the issue. He wants to listen to both sides and not just listen to Israel's side. And if anybody here is a huge Zionist, it's Ted Cruz, not Donald Trump.
Well, he's actually a religious maniac, too.
Why don't you play that clip where Newt Gingrich says that Donald Trump is not part of the secret society? I sent it to you just now.
Oh, okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send this clip over to our board op. It may take a minute for him to find it and then post it up. So,
I mean, it's an interesting choice of words, whatever the case. Even if he means it metaphorically, I mean, it certainly sends a signal that the Republican Party doesn't like him because he's not part of the secret society. But
Trump, not a secret society. In fact, I heard that comment the other day from Newt Gingrich. The reason why he's on the outs is because he's not part of the inner clique. He's not part of the secret societies that run Washington, D.C., neither the Republican or Democrat, because it's really just one party.
I mean, the main thing is, what is he not on board with? He's not on board with Marxism. As I said, Marxism controls a lot of the CIA now. They control a lot of the Democrat Party and maybe even Republicans. I mean, certainly they are behind a lot of these instigations against Russia and these protests.
By the way, if the blacks and Hispanics and people of color understood this, including women, they realize what Trump's going to do is actually restore jobs to black people, bring back some level of sanity to women. And by the way, issues like, for example, when he says he's pro-life now, he wasn't pro-life years ago. He went through a transformation. That's actually, you know, he's got the backing.
Well, I mean, all these issues, these little issues, are all just political issues. They're irrelevant.
The president is going to solve that. Yeah. Go ahead.
The most significant issue isn't, you know, whether he's pro-life or anti-gay marriage or whatever. That stuff never mattered anyway. I mean, you're not going to change what somebody does in their private life anyway. You're not going to change people going to get illegal abortions or whatever. What you can change is maybe us not getting into war with the Russians, which is what Trump says he wants to do, is repair relations
with Russia. And control our borders. Now, by the way, when he says he wants to not have drugs come into New Hampshire,
he wants to control immigration.
We have experts, for example, over that I've talked to over the years, that have basically said, you know, we can't tolerate 100 million poor people arriving on our shores, basically without skill sets, and we're much more than we need to pick our fruit or do other basic.
Yeah, but again, the whole idea of a merit-based immigration system is also false. That's the whole problem, is that we're letting in people that are hostile to this country on the basis of them being rich or well-educated.
What we need is a cultural base.
Rich and well-educated people, even that Muhammad Abdulaziz, the guy who attacked the Chattanooga U.S. Naval Reserve, he was also from a well-educated family of Palestinians. So do not think that that means that they're good.
No, I don't think that's the solution. In fact, I agree with you.
I think the solution is actually just to facilitate legal immigration from Mexico. Because the problem with illegal immigration is that Mexicans come here and then end up being paid less than minimum wage, so that there's an unfairly competitive low wage in the market, which then takes jobs out of the market. But if they're competing for the same wages as everybody else, there's no harm done.
Exactly, or you have a immigration too from Europe as well.
In January there was a story from last year. Apparently, this is pretty widespread. This is only one incident of this. As I said, Chinese gangsters in Chicago were hiring Mexican illegal immigrants, $3.50 an hour, making them pay rent to live in one bedroom apartments, five to a room. So, again, this is criminal activity. This is not a matter of, like, Marxists want to create anarchy, and they want to destroy cultures and borders, right? That's all it's about. They always frame it as human rights and as egalitarianism and equal rights and not being racist or whatever. But it's not at all what it's about. I mean, really, these people are being treated worse because they're illegal. They'd be treated better if they were more border.
If they were legal, they'd be much better.
Then they would be required to cross the border legally, and therefore they would have actual rights.
We'd also make sure that people that were repeated felons. For example, under Obama, it's now suggested there were 115 people that were already convicted felons that committed murder. 138 people died by these convicted felons, and they re-released across the border to Mexico and came right back. Those people need to go to prison here.
I mean, come on. It's just standard practice. Of course, a country has borders. The notion that countries having borders is racist is the crazy and revolutionary.
Well, that's what Obama's pushing, and the globalists.
Because they're Marxists. Because they want, to varying degrees, they're all Marxists. Obama's mildly Marxist, in my opinion, compared to some of the people in his administration, which is what's worrying, is that some people who are trying to get into power may be more Marxist than him. Now, I mean, I don't know what to think of Bernie Sanders. He seems like an honest guy in terms of he sticks to the same ideology, right? He seems like an ideologue, but
he's an ideologue, but has no way of doing what he wants to do.
Well, the question is, what's his ideology? Is he really there to bring about equal rights and equal pay and so forth? Or does he have a hidden Marxist ideology? That's the question and the danger here. Because he well could be a Marxist. In fact, Marx, he's a non-religious Jew, right? And that's always a bad sign because Judaism has been a fringe religion for a long time, right? It's never been the mainstream religion.
You mean after it's gone through Babylon for many centuries?
I'm saying that Jews are always a minority in a fringe religion wherever they are. As a consequence, Jews more readily join into other fringe groups when they leave Judaism, when they become disaffected from Judaism.
That's after being in Babylon for many centuries, what's happened.
Well, I'm not talking about Babylon, I'm just talking about Jews. Like Jews in Europe, Jews in the USA, and Jews have talked about this themselves, that Jews are overrepresented in all sorts of fringe groups, like cults, New Age organizations.
Yeah, the last couple thousand years, yeah.
And Marxists, right? Marxism, I regard Karl Marx is like a false Jewish prophet. He might even be considered to be a false Jewish messiah, similar to Jakob Frank or Sabbatai Zvi. These guys are all...
Barry Chalmers has talked about this many times in his books about Sabbatai Zvi and Jakob Frank.
The guy who introduced Hitler to the Thule Society was apparently from a family from a region where that was a very popular cult. So, yes, he was a guy who said he was the messiah, prophesied messiah of the Jews, and his followers worshipped him as God, etc. Basically, this sort of thing has happened commonly in Jews because, Judaism itself is already pretty fanatical and fringe in a lot of ways. So when you leave Judaism, you're already isolated from the mainstream.
You mean if you become a post-religious Jew? In other words, you're no longer...
post-religious. It's a religion, right? Marxism is a religion. But the
fact that you moved away from the basics of the biblical basics of Judaism is what you're saying. Yeah. In other words, what you're referring to is Bernie may be scary. I think he's a Marxist. I think he's actually made a statement that he calls himself a communist, but really he's a Marxist. And he has no way of financing what he wants to do.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
We're going to go on and play the signal.
Your emotions had an echo and so much faith.
And welcome back. And our board op, John, is with it. He's ready to play this MP4. With Newt Gingrich. Go ahead, John, and we'll have a listen to the MP4. Okay, we'll try again. Matt, what I want you to make a comment here before we kind of get, and John will tell me in my ear exactly whether we're ready to start to crash somehow. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you offer? If you go to MatthewDeagle.com, you provide some amazing services to help people on their health issues. You can even tell from their analysis which acupuncture points, financial decisions.
Yeah, I can find, as I said, these symbols are universal, and I can find out how they apply to you based on your time of birth, your name. If I have your specific time of birth, I can do a full natal analysis, which is $150, or I can just do a basic analysis if you don't know your time of birth.
Right, and by the way, all this knowledge was known by people like Moses. Moses was trained by the high priest. All the ancient
Well, like I said, no religion would be true if it weren't in line with these symbols to begin with.
Well, and symbology literally regulates and controls reality.
Without knowing the real meaning of a symbol, all you have is subjective opinions, but... If you know the actual meaning of a symbol, then you can find out what something actually means in general.
Right. And there's a collective we call superconscious, if you want to call it, with all the people. And, of course, the symbology is tied to that, and also these cycles affect the collective superconscious of the population.
I mean, this is also very important because, basically, Marxism is part of materialism, right?
Let's talk about that because I think it's something we raised this issue the other, we raised this issue the other day. And I know that Tim tried to dismiss the idea of Marxism. It's not. It's not a mixed bag. It's pretty straightforward. We're ready for this clip. Let's play it, please.
We're in the Republican Party in chaos. Joining us in Washington, Newt Gingrich. So how do you assess Mitt Romney's speech today? Why did he give it today? What is he trying to accomplish?
Well, let me say, first of all, I was a little surprised just because I was with Mitt in Las Vegas when Donald Trump endorsed him, and I remember... how effusively Mitt thanked Donald and praised him and talked about him as a great job creator. So it's a little bit over the top today. But I think Mitt represents personally the panic of the establishment wing of the party. And I think they all hoped, held their breath through Super Tuesday. It didn't work. And now they're faced with the very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party. And it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot imagine sharing... Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. He hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him. And they don't want to pay attention to him. And despite the fact, and you were right, by the way, he's only gotten, you know, about 35 to 40% of the vote. So he's not yet guaranteed to be the nominee, but week by week he's gaining ground, and nationally he's gaining strength. And I think that what you're going to see now for 2 weeks is an all-out frenzy. They have to beat him in Ohio, and they have to beat him in Florida, or this is over, because those are winner-take-all states.
Yeah, and by the way, his numbers are up to 53% today. So as of that clip, it's gone up quite a bit. To
53%. Yeah, that was back when Mitt Romney was betraying him, right, showing what a turd
right.
Romney is.
Right, and of course, Mitt
Romney turned his back on the guy who supported him during his campaign.
Well, and of course, this is an example of the so-called GOP party choosing somebody like a deadbeat like John McCain, and then this financial investment banker who basically for the last 6 weeks just disappeared. He's worried about this car park thing in Los Angeles or something for nine. It was ridiculous. He just disappeared for the last, and he could have beaten Obama, but he just like disappeared. So this guy, as I say, choked. I like the comment by, about Marco Rubio. He's a choke expert. It's ridiculous for him to think he can insert his opinion at this late stage. And the fact is, more that they attack him, and more that, for example...
What is John McCain's motive, anyway? I mean, it's so stupid. Mitt Romney, these guys are all exposing their true character.
Well, what happened is the public's even getting... the more they attack, for example, when MoveOn.org and so-called Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. When Trump makes the comment, he's concerned about the 55%.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Let me finish, please. When we get a 55% unemployment rate for black people, and he talked about this in the last speech just on Friday, he's concerned about that. He knows that if we don't have stable black families where people get a job, then you're not going to get rid of what they call corrupt black thug culture.
Well, remember, and that's what's destroying the blacks. Remember, the thing they don't want, right, the thing that the Marxists are always trying to prevent is anybody being genuinely neutral. Somebody being straight in the middle that is both in favor of solving economic unfairness and solving racism and so forth, and is conservative and wants to get rid of amorality, right? That's what they're afraid of. They don't want somebody who's going to both ban prostitution while it's being legalized increasingly throughout the country and in Europe. They don't want somebody who's going to go after that kind of stuff as well as be generous to the poor. They want somebody on either side of the fence in one of their fake political parties who's either a usurious and greedy pseudo-Christian hypocrite like Ted Cruz, or on the other side of the fence, they're some delusional, naive Marxist. But, right, the genuine hardcore Marxists are what we want to watch out for. Now, because they're manipulating both sides. They want both sides to fail.
Exactly. In other words,
they don't want somebody to genuinely provide an alternative to them.
Exactly.
So, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't know for certain if Bernie Sanders is a Marxist. In fact, I don't even know what time he was born, because he hasn't revealed what time he was born either. But he was born on a day which adds to 17, right? So that's something you always want to watch out for, is when the number 17 has that meaning of revolution and overturning things. It's not always bad, obviously. It can be good, like the War of Independence, but it's quite often a negative and destabilizing influence. So you got to watch out for Bernie Sanders. I mean, I don't know if he's a Marxist, right? Being a socialist is not the same thing. The whole socialist-capitalist dichotomy is not.
Well, I'll give you an example. One of the comments that 7-point plan for healthcare that Trump wants to do, it will work. And not only that, he said, I want to have an expanded Medicaid program so people don't have to worry about paying premiums. Everybody will get help.
Yeah, I mean,
he wants a system that will actually work right away. Now, you can eventually start to...
The dichotomy is all bullshit, too. Sorry, excuse my language, but it is. It's all a way of deceiving people into taking some element of enslavement along with what they're trying to get. So Republicans are brainwashed to think that it's a good thing that some people are extremely rich and other people are extremely poor. That's not a good thing. Okay? It's a bad thing. It demonstrates greed and a degeneration of our culture.
Well, you don't want to also have a small business tied to the idea that you have 50 employees, you're going to get massive fines or have to pay ridiculous fees for health care.
Yeah, it's not a good thing that we have lots of impoverished people in this country, obviously. And all it does is it creates, ultimately, a stratum of society that can easily be radicalized by people like Marxists in order to overthrow our society. just like the French Revolution.
Well, you mentioned a comment the other day that I thought was...
If they take the population, then eventually they might revolt against you and destroy your entire culture. As we saw in many countries that were taken over by Marxists, they literally destroy the entire aristocracy and therefore almost the entire culture of, say, China. They literally destroyed ancient culture.
But one of the comments you made the other day I thought was very good is the idea of once you reach a certain threshold of income for a person or a family, of like a reverse tax where you give people money back.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not raising just the minimum wage,
which would harm small business, but you get reverse tax where if you earn under a certain income, you get money back automatically.
It's very simple. Because the economy thrives when there's more spending, right? How do you create more spending is that the average person has more money. It's simple.
Right. So, in other words, let's say you choose a certain threshold income for a person or a family. If they earn less than that, they get money back automatically. That means they have the money to spend for groceries, cars, and other supplies.
In other words, you just establish a basic living wage, and everybody gets it based on. And if they don't have enough, if they don't make enough to, the market value of their labor isn't enough to accommodate that wage, then they simply get reverse income tax. Instead of the government taking money from them, they just give them money.
By the way, that's a better solution than the idea of raising minimum wage either, because minimum wage will hurt small business.
Right? That's like once a year you get a tax return. I'm talking everybody getting paid below a certain amount gets money back from the government. Now, the reason they don't propose this is, of course, they want to have as much money in their coffers as possible for all their programs.
Right. Well, one of the things that you mentioned, I think this is a very good plan, is this is far better than Bernie Sanders' idea of a minimum wage because it'll hurt small business. What you want to do is...
Minimum wage itself is a flawed idea because the market value of your labor isn't necessarily going to be above minimum wage.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, this is a much better solution. It's also simpler to apply. When we come back, we're going to be joined with Tim Alexander coming up tomorrow, Harley Schlanger, as an autopsy after Super Tuesday today. Trump is online to take Florida. I'm looking at the polls here. He's head neck and neck with Kasich in Ohio. Illinois is up for grabs. It's proportional. I think that what we're likely to see here is Trump's going to make a big sweep today, and it's well on his way to get the number of delegates to clinch it.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.